You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together, we're the Gen X couple.
Hey, guys.
Take one. Ahoy, mateys.
So, remember last week I said we were batch recording and I was sick? Well, guess what? I'm still sick because it's only about a half hour after we recorded last week's. So, if my voice sounds a little wonky, it's because I'm still a little sick. But I'm going to apologize and we're just going to have to go with it because we got to get stuff done. We got to get these episodes recorded. Yes. So, moving on, welcome back to the Gen X Couple. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into the murky waters of one of the most legendary treasure hunts of all time, Captain Kidd's Treasure.
Yes, this episode was a special request from a longtime listener, our nephew, Asa. So, Asa, this one's for you.
Yeah, thank you, Asa. This was actually a really fun story to research, and it involves a real-life pirate, buried treasure, secret maps, and enough wild theories to fill Davy Jones's locker. So put on your best pirate accent, or don't, we don't judge around here, and prepare for a deep dive into one of history's most tantalizing unresolved mysteries. Now, before we start hunting for gold, let's get to know the man behind the legend.
So, Captain William Kidd wasn't your stereotypical pirate. He wasn't a pig leg, didn't have an eye patch, didn't have a parrot on his shoulder, and at least not that we know of. But he was an actual privateer. Was it just a fancy way, or legal way, of saying pirate with a permission slip?
Yeah. Born in Scotland around 1655, Kidd started off as a respectable sailor, but like most good stories, he took a turn. He was hired by England to hunt down pirates, which is ironic, right, you guys? And capture enemy French ships. The problem? Being a rule-following privateer was about as profitable as opening a lemonade stand in the Arctic.
So, somewhere along the way, Kidd's moral compass started spinning wildly, and he became the very thing he was supposed to be fighting. Or did he? Because here's where the story gets murky. Was Kidd really a pirate, or was he just an unlucky guy who made a few bad decisions and got in over his head?
Now the fun part. Legend has it that Captain Kidd hit a massive... Did I say hit or hid?
Hid.
Okay. I don't know. In my head, it sounded like hit. So Captain Kidd hid a massive treasure somewhere before he was captured and executed in 1701. But where? Well, that depends on which theory you believe. Some say it's buried along the east coast of the United States, while others swear it's hidden on a remote island, and a few wild ones think it's been found and covered up.
So let's break down the most famous locations where the treasure hunters have searched. There's Gardner's Island, New York. This is the one confirmed place where Kidd buried treasure. But bad news for modern treasure hunters, the British government dug it up in 1699.
Dumped.
And also in 1699, Captain William Kidd anchored at Gardner's Island, located off the eastern tip of Long Island. He entrusted the island's proprietor, John Gardner, with a bunch of treasure, including gold, silver, and jewels, reportedly threatening Gardner's life should the treasure be disturbed. However, upon Kidd's arrest, Governor Lord Belmont ordered the retrieval of the treasure, which was subsequently used as evidence against Kidd during his trial in Boston. Today, a historical marker on Gardner's Island denotes the spot where Kidd's treasure was buried.
That's interesting. So the next one is Oak Island, Nova Scotia. And before we even did this episode, Chris asked if we were going to talk about Oak Island. And I was like, of course we're going to talk about Oak Island. I love that show. What's that show? Isn't it called?
The Curse of Oak
Island. The Curse of Oak Island, where two brothers are searching for the lost treasure.
Templar treasure. Or it could be Captain Kidd.
Or it could not be there at all, which is my guess.
It's there.
They've spent millions of dollars digging and they found nothing.
It's there. They just gotta dig deeper.
Okay. So moving back to the point. The infamous quote unquote money pit on Oak Island has been linked to Captain Kidd's treasure. But so far all that's been found is a lot of frustration and a whole lot of digging. Oak Island's infamous money pit has long been rumored to conceal Captain Kidd's treasure. Theories suggest that Kidd, or possibly other pirates, buried their loot deep within the island's labyrinth shafts and tunnels. Despite extensive excavations and numerous expeditions over the past two centuries, no definitive treasure has been unearthed, which leads to ongoing speculation and fascination.
Another location is Block Island, Rhode Island. Some legends say Kidd buried treasure chests here before sailing back to New York. No gold has ever been found, but it's still a popular theory. According to local legends, Captain Kidd visited Block Island around 1699, where he was supplied by Mrs. Mercy Sanders Raymond, daughter of a sailor, James Sands. Some tales suggest that during this visit, Kidd buried chest of treasures on the island before sailing to New York. However, no substantial evidence or recovery treasure has confirmed these stories. Despite the lack of tangible findings, the legend persists, and Block Island remains a point of interest for treasure hunters and enthusiasts.
Interesting. That's not too far from us. And the last one is Madagascar. And this was a well-known pirate hideout, and some believe that Captain Kidd's treasure is still waiting there in the jungle. Captain William Kidd is closely associated with Isle Sainte-Marie, which is a small island off of Madagascar's eastern coast. The island served as a notorious pirate haven during his era, and in 1698, after his ship, the Adventure Galley, became unseaworthy, Kidd reportedly abandoned his ship there. In 2015, marine archaeologist Barry Clifford announced the discovery of a 50-kilogram metal bar at the shipwreck site near Isle Sainte-Marie, and he initially identified it as a silver ingot from the Adventure Galley. This find obviously got significant media attention, with some people speculating it was part of Kidd's fabled treasure. However, a subsequent investigation revealed that the ingot was composed of 95% lead, not silver, and likely to have served as a ballast. They also concluded that the supposed shipwreck was actually a broken part of construction, not the Adventure Galley.
So over the centuries, people have gone to extreme lengths to find Captain Kidd's treasure. Some of the best and weirdest theories include the curse of Captain Kidd. Some believe that anyone who searches for the treasure is doomed. The legend of Captain Kidd's treasure is often accompanied by tales of curse befalling those who seek it. One notable example is the Charles Island in Connecticut, rumored to be a burial site for Kidd's treasure. Local legends suggest that the island is thrice cursed, with one of the curses attributed to Kidd himself, to protect this hidden loot.
I love the word thrice. I'm going to start using that more in conversation.
Over the years, treasure hunters have reported misfortunes and unexplained occurrences during their searches, fueling belief in this curse's existence.
And then there's the secret code theory. A few treasure hunters claim that Kid left behind cryptic maps or messages in old documents. Some treasure hunters and historians propose that Captain Kid left behind cryptic messages or codes indicating the location of his buried treasure. These theories often reference maps or documents purportedly containing the hidden clues. For instance, Kid's final letter before his execution mentioned a hidden treasure worth $100,000 in a secret Caribbean location. This letter has inspired numerous treasure hunts and literary works, such as Edgar Allan Poe's The Gold Bug and Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island, both of which explore themes of coded messages leading to hidden riches.
And then there's the British government cover-up. Conspiracy alert. Some people believe Kidd's treasure was found and quietly confiscated. There is speculation that Captain Kidd was a scapegoat in a larger political maneuver and that his trial and execution were influenced by powerful figures seeking to protect their interest. Some historians argue that crucial documents, which might have an exonerated Kidd or shed light on his true activities, were deliberately withheld during his trial. This has led to theories that the British government may have secretly recovered Kidd's treasures and concealed its existence to avoid public scandal or to claim the riches for themselves.
And of course, we have to ask, what if the treasure was found long ago? Maybe someone is sitting on millions in pirate gold, quietly sipping a piña colada on the beach somewhere. We may never know.
Yeah, so what happened to Captain Kidd? Well, let's just say his retirement plan didn't work out. He was arrested in Boston, sent to England, and put on trial for piracy. Despite his claims of innocence, he was sentenced to hang in 1701.
Are you okay? That might be the curse. Just talking about it made you lose your voice. Fun fact. Okay, well, maybe it's just a fact because it's not really very fun. The first time they tried to hang him, the rope broke. So talk about bad luck. The second time, well, it worked. And as a warning to other would-be pirates, his body was left hanging over the Thames for years. But here's a question. What if Kidd's real treasure wasn't actually gold and jewels? What if his greatest legacy is the mystery itself? His legend has inspired countless books, movies, and treasure hunts. In a way, Kidd did leave behind treasure, but it's just not the kind you can put in a chest.
Even though his treasure remains a mystery, Kidd's story has a massive impact on pop culture. Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island was likely inspired by the legend of Captain Kidd, and that's shaping our modern image of our pirates. Think buried treasure, treasure maps, and secret codes.
Yeah, and like I said a few minutes ago, there's Edgar Allan Poe's The Gold Bug, which I've actually never even read, but now I kind of want to read it. And that revolves around a coded message leading to Kidd's treasure. That story alone helped fuel real-life treasure hunts for decades. And let's not forget Hollywood. Movies like Pirates of the Caribbean and countless adventure films borrow from Kidd's legend. Even today, TV shows, books, and documentaries continue to ask the question, could his treasure still be out there?
Yeah, so what do you think? Is Captain Kidd's treasure still out there, waiting to be discovered? Or is the real treasure the adventure of the hunt itself?
If you've got your own theories or want to share your favorite pirate stories, reach out. You can email us at thegenxcouplepodcast@gmail.com. You guys can find us on Instagram at thegenxcouple. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe. Please leave a review and maybe start drawing up your own treasure map, just in case.
Yeah, until next time, keep your eyes on the horizon and your doubloons in a safe place. Arr. See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine.
So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.